Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. The government is under fire over a 4 billion Kenyan shillings maize subsidy scandal and plans to close 742 companies, threatening significant job losses. Former CJ David Maraga has questioned President Ruto's economic performance, while DP Rigathi Gachagua's rally was disrupted by tear gas. In Nairobi, Governor Sakaja is advocating for control of Nairobi National Park and an end to the rural electrification levy. Meanwhile, a court has halted Makongeni evictions amidst LFK opposition to demolitions, and a 7.76 billion Kenyan shillings Nairobi road project was cancelled. The health PS also urged vigilance due to rising disease samples. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
by-elections in Western Kenya are intensifying, revealing shifting loyalties and potential culture clashes, and are seen as key indicators for the 2027 general election. Meanwhile, Makadara MP George Oladwa is advocating for Winnie Odinga's inclusion in ODM's top leadership.
In business,
Kenya and Uganda plan SGR extension from Naivasha to Kampala starting 2026, boosting regional trade. Meanwhile, Dubai approves its largest ever budget for 2026-2028.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.